The first session of this module is called The Power of My Own Decision. Every one of us, regardless of age, experience, or current situation, finds ourselves at an imaginary crossroads in life once in a while. It's a moment that seems inconspicuous at first. Perhaps we're just standing still, mentally considering which way to go next. But it is these moments that make all the difference. It is then that we are confronted with the question, should I go in a different direction? Should I take a chance on a change that could fundamentally affect my life? That question can come in all sorts of forms. Maybe we're thinking about losing weight and finally enjoying our own vitality, or we're thinking that it might be time to change a career that isn't fulfilling. Some of us may be tempted by a different challenge, perhaps to sit down at school again, or to take up studying just for the fun of it, to pursue personal development and learn new things, even when the calendar subtly suggests that we have long since left student life. But what's the most important part of all this? Where can we discover the right motivation to initiate these changes? No matter what the goal or dream, the key to it all is the power of self-determination. At first look, it may sound like something too simple. Make a decision. But know that it is our own decision that can move us forward, not external circumstances or advice from other people. It's about saying to ourselves, "This is what I want. I want to do this for myself because it matters to me." When this step is taken authentically, when we listen to ourselves, when we start from our own values and true desires, the power is created to not only get started, but also to persevere on the path to change. And what does authentically decide mean? It may sound like a phrase, but it's not. Authentic decision comes from within us, from our understanding of what we really want and why we want it. If, for example, we are trying to lose weight just because someone told us we should, we are likely to lose our motivation the first time we fail. But if we realize that we want to be healthier because we care about having more energy for our kids or hobbies, for example, we suddenly have a much stronger foundation for not faltering. In other words, when we focus our attention on our own internal motivations instead of external pressures and expectations, we build a path that is far more stable and resistant to obstacles. Change, any change, is not easy. That's why it's important to believe in the power of our own choices and to remind ourselves that change never starts with what happens outside of us. No miracle diet plan, no ideal new employer, no book, no course will make us truly change our lives until we decide for ourselves that we want to do it. The decision must come from within ourselves, whether it's the smallest change, such as stopping reaching for the phone every night and throwing ourselves into a book instead, or a big life decision, such as quitting a job that's already killing us, or achieving a dream goal. We must never forget the fundamental one. It's our decision that sets the direction of our lives. So, do you have a crossroads ahead of you? Well done! The first step to any change is deciding that you want something different. Acknowledge that something in your life isn't working the way you want it to, and at the same time, promise yourself that you will work to get closer to that ideal. Moreover, if you put real passion and commitment into your decision, you can be almost certain that sooner or later the desired result will come. There is no need to be afraid of everything or to be clear in advance about how the whole process will work. For the most powerful changes come not through perfect plans, but through trusting that over time the path will show itself. Remember also that every big decision is made in small steps. There is no need to change your whole life from the ground up and go to extremes. Just a small change at the beginning is enough. You can try something new, something that will move you closer to your goals, whether it's exercise, education, or a change in your daily routine. Be patient with yourself at the same time. All changes take time and results don't appear overnight. But you'll see for yourself the difference in the decisions we make, whether from ourselves or under the influence of those around us. But what you will start to see in that time will be far more valuable than you ever imagined. So let's delve together into the topic of authentic wanting. What is it, and why is it so important? You may be wondering if it's some new buzzword or if it's just another esoteric term bandied about by coaches and wannabe motivational speakers. But the opposite is true. In fact, authentic wanting is something that is hardwired into all of us, even though we may sometimes overlook it or replace it with what is expected of us and what our environment imposes on us. So let's explain it nicely, step by step. Authentic wanting is nothing more than a real, deep-seated desire based on our inner beliefs, values, and dreams. It is what you really want, not what you believe the world wants you to do. It may sound like a minor difference, but believe me, it's a major difference. Authentic wanting is a burning desire that drives you forward, no matter how winding and full of potholes your path may be. It's the why that gets you out of bed when you'd rather snuggle under the covers and pretend Monday doesn't exist. It's a driving force you can't fake or replace. The important thing to remember is that every step you want to take in life should be based on authentic desire. If you do something just because you should, everyone does it, or Instagram says so, then know that sooner or later it will lose its magic. You may know it. You sign up for a fitness challenge because a friend posts her running records every day. At the beginning, you think, yeah, that'll be great. I need to get fit too. But after a week, you realize that you don't enjoy running, that it's giving you a harder time than you expected, and that you just ignore that 6 a.m. alarm. This is where authentic wanting comes in, because if you weren't doing it for your friend's posts, but for yourself, suddenly it would all look different. Imagine a situation where you decide to change your lifestyle. For example, you want to lose weight. If your reason for losing weight is that your surroundings are pressuring you, or you feel that it is just expected, your chances of success decrease dramatically because you lack that inner drive. But if you have an authentic want, say, you want to feel better, be healthier, fitter, and full of energy, it's a whole different story. That desire will create the natural energy you need to get off the couch, put on your leggings, and head out for a walk or to the gym, because you already know why you're doing it. And more importantly, this why makes sense to you. On the journey to authentic wanting, we can also notice how much it comes from our values. For example, when someone desires career growth, it doesn't have to be just because they want the title Manager of the Year or a full wallet on their business card. It might be because of a value they recognize. For example, a desire to be independent, to allow themselves freedom of choice, or to create something they're proud of. As soon as we distance these values from authentic wanting, we feel like we're forcing ourselves to do something, and we lose energy. On the other hand, if you become aware of your values and connect them to your goals, they become a kind of endless source of energy because they give your journey real meaning. And now, the overstatement. Imagine that authentic wanting is like an incredibly delicious cocktail. The first ingredient is your dreams. Add a drop of your values. Add a dash of determination at the end and shake it all up with inspiration. Voila! You have a drink that will literally shoot you out of your chair and without the hangover. It just won't be the same without one of these ingredients. Without dreams, you'd lack a clear idea of what you actually want. Without values, you wouldn't even think to start. And without determination? Well, you'd be stuck at the starting line. Authentic wanting, in short, is the cornerstone not only of achieving goals, but also of overcoming obstacles. Let's be honest with ourselves. Life throws a big boulder under our feet every now and then. And sometimes it seems like there's a whole avalanche lurking around the corner. But when you have an authentic will, you also have the fire that gives you the strength to chop the boulder, go around it, or maybe take it on your back and climb that hill. Because authentic wanting not only drives you, it also subconsciously prepares you for the pitfalls. You know why you are going, and when you know why, you can find all sorts of how. Finally, I want to encourage you to stop for a moment and ask yourself, what do I really want? Is it mine, or what is expected of me? You know that scene in the movie Yes Man, where Jim Carrey starts agreeing to everything, only to find that his life is full of other people's desires instead of his own? Sure, it's a comedy, but we can definitely learn something from it. So, The next time you make a decision, big or small, try to knock on the door of your authentic wanting. Trust me, once you discover that, you won't look at life the same way. So we're going to go over this a little bit. Now, imagine a situation where someone literally kicks you into making a change, whether it's your parents expecting you to go to a certain type of college or friends enthusiastically proclaiming that a new fitness trend is totally for you. At that moment, you may feel a kind of pressure and say to yourself, well, why not? If others want to do it, maybe I should do it too. But here, we run into a problem. This type of decision is not authentic. It's not based on your own need, desire, visions, or dreams. It's just a reaction to the pressure you feel from those around you, and these decisions are unsustainable. And what happens next? Maybe at the beginning, everything looks promising. You'll start school or a course with energy. You'll start your diet with an iron will, and you'll enter your new job with determination. But then your motivation starts to fade because something is missing. That something is the connection to your real values and needs. You stop enjoying it, you don't find inspiration, or you feel that all your efforts are pointless. And instead of feeling satisfaction, you look in the mirror and ask, why did I do that? Who am I benefiting besides others? This kind of decision can have far-reaching consequences. Not only do you feel tired and frustrated, but you run the risk of doubting yourself. You feel like you've failed, not because you don't have the skills, but because you've taken on something that wasn't really yours to begin with. At its core, it's not about failure. It's about deviating from the path that was supposed to be about your personal transformation. When we make choices that are not in line with our values, we are also giving up a big piece of ourselves. For example, a person who changes jobs just because others say he should, rather than because he wants to, soon realizes that he has experienced a step into the void rather than a move forward. And yes, this unsatisfying feeling is not unique. Students who go into a promising field just because their parents want them to, or people who exercise to conform to social pressure, feel similarly. Now, imagine the opposite situation. You have an inner conviction that you need to change because you have discovered the meaning behind it and have connected it to your values. If you decide to lose a few pounds, not so that society will applaud you for looking dazzling, but because you want to feel healthier, energy flows into you more naturally. You're clear about why you're doing it, and every step along the way brings you joy, not because someone is complimenting you, but because you yourself feel the rightness of your step. Therefore, the key to lasting change is an authentic decision that comes from our deeply rooted inner beliefs. Decisions that respect our desires and needs give us a sense of freedom and inner peace. While changes motivated by external influences feel like a cleansing we never wanted to undergo, true transformation is like a sunny day after a long rain. It brings ease, strength, and clarity of vision. Remember, the best decisions are those that grow from your heart, not from the expectations of others. Let's dive into practical part. First part, how to achieve authentic wanting. Self-reflection. Find out what you really want. Here's how. What motivates me? What makes me passionate? What makes me really happy in life? When was the last time I felt happy and what caused it? What values are important to me? How do these affect my decision-making? What are my fears or anxieties? What holds me back from doing what I really want to do? When was the last time I did something that filled me with joy or pride? How could I experience such moments more often? When I think about my goals, are these goals my own or do they come from pressure from the surroundings? How do I usually react when things don't go as planned? What could I do differently so that it doesn't bother me so much? Who are the people I feel comfortable with and who support me? How can I strengthen these relationships? How do I feel when I am with myself? What am I discovering about myself in these moments? How can I spend more time with myself and get to know myself? Write down your thoughts and feelings so you can come back to them. Second part, set goals. Create specific and achievable goals that are in line with your desires and values. Break them down into smaller tasks so you can track your progress. Third part, finding support. Surround yourself with people who support you in your decisions and help you stay motivated. Those who share similar goals and values can strengthen your resolve and motivation. Find the toxic people in your surroundings who are just pulling you into their own games and holding you back. Yes, this decision isn't easy, but in the long run, reevaluating your friends and surroundings is crucial if you really want to grow and move somewhere. Fourth part, responsibility. Join activities that keep you responsible for achieving your goals. For example, you could team up with a coach or join a group that has similar ambitions. Sharing your progress with others will strengthen your resolve and make it easier to identify with your achievements. Be open to new possibilities and don't be too stubborn in pursuing your goals. Sometimes our desires and priorities can change, and it is important to adapt to these changes without feeling disappointed. Allow yourself to explore different avenues and options to get to your desired standard of living. Fifth part, internal dialogue and celebration of successes. Work on a positive internal dialogue, both communication with yourself and with others. Think about what you say to yourself when things are not going well. Forgive yourself for mistakes and improve your thinking about yourself and your abilities. Motivate yourself like you're winning small battles. Celebrate every goal you achieve, no matter how small it may seem. These small wins will help you keep a positive approach. I'm adding a few more techniques here that can help you on your journey. Choose what's right for you. First technique, journaling. I recommend journaling probably all the time, but I'll put my hand up for it as one of the best things you can do. It's something where you get to know yourself and you can find the right path. I really highly recommend. Second technique, reflection and mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness allows you to be present in the moment and notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You can try a simple breathing exercise where you focus on your breathing for a while and observe what is going on in your mind. Third technique, vision board. Creating a vision board where you display pictures and words that represent your dreams and goals can help you visualize what you want to achieve in your life. This visual element will remind you what to focus on. And honestly, I think it's just as cool as a journal. Personally, I keep my vision board just in my journal. Fourth technique, values exercise. Take a piece of paper and write down what means the most to you in life. Then think about how these values influence your decisions and goals. And last technique, exercise. What would you do if you were not limited by anything? This technique allows you to think freely about your dreams without any limits. Write down what you would do if you were not worried about money, other people's opinions, or time. This will help you to record your true desires.